This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
The show is a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. MyPillow, head over to MyPillow, MyPillow.com. We're, you got lots of stuff there. I mean, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, Mike's new MyPillow 2.0. I use it. I like it. I really do like it. I'm not just saying it because he supports us. I'm saying it because I use it and I like it. I like the sheets. I like the towels. I like the pillowcases. I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything we've got there that I didn't like. Do you know what I mean? And everything we've gotten from him, we use. I wouldn't tell you I liked it. And try it yourself. The prices have come way down. Your promo code Joe will get you 30 to 70% off. 30 to 70% off. Promo code Joe, MyPillow.com. Look, do some window shopping. Check it out. Throw the stuff in the cart. You're going to say, oh, my God, it's so expensive. Then use promo code Joe and watch what it costs you. I mean, the slippers, I don't even know if he still has them, but they were on sale last week for $29.99. Give me a break, will you? When you see the quality of the slipper, you say, there's no way. But they were $29.99. And mine have lasted 3 years now. Yeah, almost 3 years. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you heard me talking to Kimberly. There's so much going on. There's so much in the crazy stories that need to be talked about. Make sure that you know, people understand what's happening. You know, you have whistleblowers out there giving all kinds of information to the Republicans, and now they're being threatened. Did any of the Democrat whistleblowers get threatened? No, not a one. Not by the DOJ, anyhow. This is why I say it is a two-tier justice system. You can't deny that. There's no way. If you look at what's taking place and what's going on, right? The Biden Department of Justice just indicted the whistleblower, Gal Luft, days after he released almost a 15-minute video, and he detailed where you can get the information, where you can get the proof, how it went down, how much money went through Joe Biden's account, friends and family. And look what happened. At 57, he's a dual citizen of U.S. and Israel. He lived in Maryland. He's now a fugitive because he's been charged with the following offenses. Now, they carry a massive maximum prison term. The bad part about this is one of the attorneys from the Southern District of New York, and you'd have a judge from New York. The guy wouldn't stand a chance. Seriously. Now, he released it last Thursday. The allegations are out there. Now they have to be looked into. Not that they'll go anywhere. Right? He won't tell people where he's at for obvious reasons. Now, it was recently reported that Luff vanished from Cyprus in April under mysterious circumstances. Nobody heard from him. Nobody saw him. So they figured that that was it. It was over. They got to him. Wasn't it all. He was an advisor to the CEFC, the Chinese Energy Company. Right? It is based or has very close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. He actually served alongside Hunter Biden, so he had a really good clue as to what was going on. He said that they paid Hunter Biden approximately $5 million in 2017 alone to secure energy deals in the United States. Yell said he was arrested in Cyprus to stop him from testifying in the House Oversight Committee. He says he has evidence that the Biden family received payments from individuals with ties to Chinese military, and that they had an FBI mole who shared classified information with their benefactors from China. So they're getting our secrets in China as well. So now you got the FBI, the DOJ, are involved in helping out the Chinese directly. We have proof, and nobody wants to do anything about it. Because they got too much on Joey B. Right? U.S. Attorney Damian Williams announced today that the unsealing of an 8-count indictment charging Gail Luft with offenses related to the willful failing to register under the Foreign Against Registration Act. Wow. Arms trafficking, Iranian sanction violations, and making false statements to federal agents. Luft is a dual U.S.-Israel citizen. He was arrested on Friday, 17, 2023, in the Republic of Cyprus based on the charges of the indictment. Subsequently, he fled after being released on bail while extradition proceedings were pending. He remains a I'd run too. These people end up Clintonized all over the place. As alleged, Gal, Luft, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen and co-head of the Maryland think tank, engaged in multiple serious criminal schemes. This is according to the Department of Justice. Right? But long before this stuff came out, he already had information on the Bidens. He's got proof of the money being wired. He has bank records of the money being wired. And not just him, others do to corroborate what he had going down here. And what's the DOJ do about it? Absolutely nothing. Join me with your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-55. Look, we're talking about partially about the big time, not the little stuff. The big time corruption going on at the White House. And who's going to do it? I said this when Obama was president. Some of our buddies kept saying, well, it's unconstitutional, he's breaking the law, he's doing this, he's doing that. And I kept saying, okay, well, that's great. But who, again, who is going to put him in handcuffs and take him out of the White House? Who's going to put your little Poindexter buddy in chains and take him out of the White House. Nobody. It's just not going to happen. This is why, like I said, my dad said, there's going to be a civil war of some kind. And now you got newly released documents to show members of the Obama-Biden team went out of their way to sabotage Trump. New documents that confirm, well, millions of Americans always known or felt happened, that members of the Obama administration actively did what they could to sabotage the incoming Trump administration. People like General Flynn were targeted through the process of unmasking. Heavily redacted documents were obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request, right? Now, the documents came from the National Security Agency to tell these part of the story of the final month rushed by the outing Obama administration to torpedo the incoming president. The Daily Signal obtained 217 pages of documents. The documents revealed that Obama administration officials, from Vice President to Joe Biden down to several ambassadors and many officials of the Treasury and Energy Departments, they gained access to secret information about Lieutenant Flynn. That was President's choice for the National Security Advisor. Just, again, just nuts. Now, Dennis McDonough, Obama's chief of staff, for his entire second term, was now Secretary of the Veterans Affairs under Biden. Samantha Powell, Obama's ambassador to the United Nations. Look, Biden chose, first of all kinds of interesting people to be on his team. Especially the ones from California that frankly failed here. Were failing here and did fail here. It's just crazy. And when you see the documents, I'm not going to read them all because there's quite a few of them. When you see these documents, they were all dated November and December. Ambassador to Italy, John Phillips, for Obama, also gained access to the information. National Security Law, all this information was embarrassing for them to have in the cities, in the countries that they were in. But I don't know if some of you know this. Obama also signed an order to give civil service rights to all the people working inside the White House, which was unheard of and uncalled for. They have enough protection, but they did it so President Trump couldn't come in and fire them all. He should be able to come in and fire anybody he wants. Any president should be able to come in and fire anybody they want to. It's their regime. It's their administration. They made promises that others may not carry out. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said earlier, the DOJ opposed the delay of the Trump hearings. They want him up front and center now so people can see truly what he's all about. I think that the Congress should be doing its own stuff, its own hearings that have to be carried by CPAC. I mean, oh God, C-SPAN. And that way the American populace who tune in for it, who will take the time, they'll have to tune in on CNN. Because CNN will play it. They'll play a portion of it anyway. All right, let me get a little religious on you for a second. Not that any of you really care. But apparently now the Archbishop says that the Lord's Prayer, it's problematic. And for those of you who don't know the Lord's Prayer, it's the one you hear people recite over and over again. Our Father who art in heaven, right? Hallowed be thy name. Old King James, by the way. Right? So he's not just an archbishop. The Church of England's Archbishop of York said that using the word Father in the opening of the Lord's Prayer is problematic for those whose earthly fathers may have mistreated them. So what do I say, earthly being? Oh, earthly being. See, this is the part that people get nuts about. First of all, we believe that every word in the Bible was given by God, right? So why would you jerk it around and change it? and praying to the Father, calling him a father, has no bearing on whether your father was worth a darn or not. Because if your father was a piece of crap and not a good father, you didn't have one altogether, well, then God's your father. And God will show you what a real father is all about, what a real father does for his kids. For his kids. That's an argument for another night. So, saying father in the Bible, because, you know, they'll start with that one word, that one prayer, it'll blow up from there. Saying father in the Bible is based on scriptures, how the word is translated. It is, the word translated is the word father, so what gives you right to change it? He goes on to say, well, he didn't go on to say, it's what he did say. He said, yes, I know the word father is problematic for those who experience earthly fathers have been, well, destructive and abusive. And for all of us who have labored rather too much from an impressively patriarchal grip on life. Oh, God. The Archbishop is woke, obviously. It's patriarchal because God is a man. God demands that we refer to him as a male, as a man. So what's the problem? Archbishop Stephen Cottrell said during the York General Synod, he said, and those of us who say this prayer together, whether we like it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, even if we determinately face away from each other, as if turning around in order to put the knife in one another's back, wow, even though the people behind us are sisters and brothers, family members, if you would. Right? The prayer. No, I want to finish off at this side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is weighing in on his presidential campaign, which is trailing that of former President Trump by 20 points in the latest polling from Florida Atlantic University.
We have been the target of the corporate media. They clearly do not want me to be the nominee, and I think it's because they know that I would beat Biden soundly. But more importantly than that, they know that I will actually accomplish the big things that we know need to be accomplished.
DeSantis tells the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show those accomplishments include shutting down the border and reversing Bidenomics. The mayor of Los Angeles is renewing her homelessness emergency declaration. Mayor Karen Bass calls the homeless crisis there a matter of life and death. The updated declaration is designed to give the mayor expanded emergency powers. It's estimated about 46,000 residents in L.A. are living without housing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe's here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. Okay, we're talking about the what they commonly refer to as the Lord's Prayer in the Bible, okay? The Archbishop out of England has said it's problematic because the prayer starts off with Father. And for those who didn't have a father, had a bad father, had a lousy relationship with their father, this might be a hindrance to them. Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that would be a hindrance to you. A lot of things in the Bible that would be a hindrance to sinners. Do you change them for them? Or do you really, just really, truly speak God's word and love to these people? Which one is it? Because you guys are going to screw it up like you always do. Now, according to Scripture, according to the Archbishop, Jesus responded by telling them to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. And some people have a problem with that. And looking at the Aramaic, they've decided, yeah, it shouldn't actually read that. The meaning is incorrect. God does not lead you into temptation. Anyway, that's, again, for another day. But deliver us from evil, or the evil one. Now, again, who thinks that that's going to be harmful? The Archbishops of Canterbury and York say that the prayer is simple enough to be memorized by small children, yet profound enough to sustain a whole lifetime of prayer. So they're going to get pushback on this. But just to think, somebody from within who actually does, who studies the Scripture. Right? I mean, is this Archbishop of York saying that, well, you know, Jesus was wrong. Right? Wasn't Jesus pastorally aware? I mean, Jesus was wrong? Yeah, okay. That would take away his deity, wouldn't it? That would take away his divinity, if you would. Doesn't work that way, guys. The Reverend Christine Rees, who advocated for female bishops, said that Cottrell put the finger on all issues and really a live issue for Christians. been an issue for Christians for many years. I've been a Christian many years. I don't recall that being an issue. Right? The big question is, do we really believe that God believes that male humans beings bear his image more fully and accurately than women? Yeah, no. Because the Bible doesn't say that God has male parts. It says we're made in his image. But the made in his image where people really screw up, I believe, my personal opinion, although I believe it's scripturally true, God is not a physical being. God is not a being that has a, you know, nose, two eyes, a mouth, right? Two arms, 10 fingers, 10 toes, that kind of thing. Now, the Bible says that God is spirit. Those who worship him have to worship him in spirit and truth. So God is a spirit. Real simple. It tells you right there. You don't have to be an idiot. And again, notice that the left always wants to twist scripture. Twist what God put on the table for us to learn by and spin it so it suits them. When in reality, they should be spinning their own lives to suit God. But it's what I've been saying for weeks. They can't have a God. They can't have somebody that's smarter than them. They can't have somebody who knows more than they do. Are you not aware? Right? They think it's one of them that says, you know, you should have no other gods before me. Seriously. This is how crazy these people are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Yeah, Dad is enraged after a doctor's office asked the 9-year-old son if he identifies as non-binary. Wow. This is an American father, by the way. He's got no right to say that. No right to ask my son that question. I'm literally on fire right now, he said. The angry dad, you know, he said, really, seriously. This undefined father said that his wife had taken two of their sons to the doctor's office for checkups. The first thing the woman asked him is if he identifies as a boy or a girl, gender fluid or non-binary. The dad said, my son, he's never heard of any of those blank words before. He's clearly a boy. Are you trying to plant a blanking seed in his head? Oh, I would have been all over them, too. The only thing I can say is be thankful for this, that my wife took them instead of me, he said. And props to my wife for telling me about it. Oh, yeah, I can't even imagine. Although, if some of you know Tammy, I'd have to be getting her out of jail. If that question it came about. But this is where their mind is at. They have a right to ask your kid. They're going to protect your kids from you. You're terrible for your kids. You don't know what your kids need. You have no idea what's good for them. Don't you know that? What's wrong with you? God bless. Let me see. What's this? What'd you write? Biden tried to have a standoff in London with a member of the Royal Guard. King Charles had to grab his arm and drag. Yeah, I know. I talked about that earlier, about how Joey was lost. And the king had to, you know, guide him around like a, well, I won't say it. Anyway. But really, when you go to the doctor's office, don't let your kids go in there alone. You don't know what shots they're getting or not getting. You don't know what information they're giving up or not giving up. Seriously. I talked about this earlier, too. I think it's worth saying again, though. Trump was greeted like a rock star. Right? He went to Vegas over the weekend. He was a guest at the UFC 290, one of the hottest fight tickets in town. I mean, everybody was coming up to him, shaking his hand, thanking him. Think about that one. And the crowd exploded when he entered the room. But earlier that day, Biden was filmed at the Delaware Beach. Well, he was shuffling along in the sand. Most people, well, hardly anyone even knew he was there. Nobody came around to see him. And how many votes did he get? Really was the oddness between the tale of two presidents, right? few weeks ago, so 50,000 turned out in a blazing heat to hear Trump speak. President Biden could barely cobble together a few hundred people to hear his speaking engagement. But he won by big numbers. They say that optics are everything in politics. The videos show a striking contrast between the two leaders. One looking at the energetic, youthful. Bunch of people around him crowding him, cheering for him. The other one kind of wrinkled, pasty old white guy sunbathing into obscurity. Doesn't really care. He likes the beach, but not so sure the people at the beach like him very much. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Speaking of Biden, Mr. Civil, you know how he likes to whisper to make a point in public? Apparently now we're hearing more and more and more that he repeatedly swears. I'm not surprised by this, by the way, because Obama did the same thing. It runs in their DNA. Repeatedly swears at the staff and at the passionate trades behind crossed doors. Right? I mean, and these are people coming forward to speak to, well, mostly the Axios at this time. President has such a short temper that some aides try to avoid meeting alone with him. Now, a sharp contrast to his carefully cultivated image is a kindly old uncle. Think about that. Jeff Cogdon, a former Biden campaign and Senate aide, told Axios, the president hides his sharper edge to promote his folksy Uncle Joe image. Which is why when he flashes an anger breakthrough, it seems so out of character. Biden's admonitions, which are directed at aides of all levels, include, you know, God blanket, how the blank don't you know this? Don't blank a BS me and get the blank out of here. These are coming from some of his current aides and his former aides. Now, some of the former aides witnessed this to him as VP. They know what he's like. They're not stupid people. You know, and somebody's got to push him to display that temper big time in public. Not a little bit, but a lot. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN.
Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Right? Seriously. Be part of the solution. That's the only way we win. And I'm hoping that more and more people come forward. Like I talked about that story in the last segment. People have actually worked for Joey B. And now willing to come forward and say, man, he was a real jerk. We've all known that. You can see that. You saw how he treated people on the trail, and then all of a sudden somebody had a, ooh, we need somebody who's nicer, more gentler. Yeah, that worked out well, didn't it? Now we're seeing that Asian American conservatives, they've been tagged as an ally to white supremacy. That's right, because they got what they wanted. They proved to you that what was going on with them was racism, out and out, unadulterated racism. In 2004, California-born sophomore named Michael Wang wrote an op-ed for the Mercury News. He was complaining about the biases against Asian Americans in higher education. He had a stellar academic record, like not seen anywhere else, for quite some time. Wang said he was rejected from the top-tier universities across the nation. He said, applying to college is an anxiety-filled rite of passage for students, parents, and for Asian American families. However, the anxiety is mixed with dread. They know that their race will be used against them. And there is nothing they can do about it. Well, they thought there was nothing they could do about it. See, we're going to have to stick up for them, too. From Wang's perspective, though, the it was far from dominant view among Asian Americans. It was one of the resonated with many students, many parents. They'd been through it. They've seen it. They knew what they were fighting. We've seen it. We've read it. We've done stories around it. It's just amazing. Months after Wang's op-ed, Blum filed a lawsuit against Harvard's affirmative action policies. By 2015, a grassroots movement, many of you didn't know even who brought the lawsuit. By 2015, a grassroots movement, headed by the Chinese other Asian Americans, had sprung up into action. Asian Americans Coalition for Education, co-founded by Wang's father, it mobilized 64, you ready for that? 64 Chinese American, Indian American, Korean American, Pakistani American, and other Asian American organizations to file a civil rights complaint. Now, they filed it with the Department of Education because, frankly, if they put it up with the Department of Justice, I don't think you would have got anything. It would have died on the vine. Well, they got their wish. Supreme Court struck down the use of affirmative action in college administration. But again, you got to take a look at this. What'll happen? Will these colleges really do what they're supposed to do? They're going to wait for another lawsuit? I know. I'm that guy. I'm sorry, but I am. And I said that to you guys earlier. What's going to happen? What happens if they don't do it? If they go pounce in, SCOTUS doesn't have a police force. Who's going to take it on? Who's going to do something with it? I don't get to know. Again, as I said, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, it's amazing. You're seeing more and more Democrat mayors. And the, not just the Democrat mayors, but others, too. That have decided, governors, mayors, supervisors, that kind of thing. They're just going to ignore it. They're just going to ignore a Supreme Court ruling. Anybody else find that just from the love Trump versus hate group, love Trump's hate group, and no one is above law group? What do you think? I'm amazed. Anyway, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate your time with me. Oh, I don't care about this. Come on, guys. If you've been listening to the show any length of time, why would I care if Brad Pitt is accused of acting like a petulant child for looting French vineyard that he co-owned with ex-wife Angela Jolie? I don't care. I guess nobody cares. 855, I'm sorry, guys. Some things I enjoy making fun of. When it comes to celebrities, I always enjoy making fun of celebrities. Because you guys have pegged them almost like a god. You've heard me say this a million times, they're like the gods of Mount Olympus. You give them all kinds of credit pretty much for nothing. They lie for a living. I don't know any other way to put it. That's just a raw truth. They lie for a living. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. There's so much I want to get to. I know I'm not going to get to it all, but there is so much I do want to get to because there's so much news out there that isn't being talked about. Right? It isn't being worked on, isn't being talked about, isn't being unfolded, if you would. We need to start doing that. Why do some blacks celebrate the 4th of July? Why don't some blacks? I think it's a great story. A couple weeks ago, Candace Owen was pushing cell phone provider, well, an alternative provider, to the woke AT&T. This is why celebrities should never do this. First, get information. No, really, no exaggeration. Because, Dennis, all that stuff rides on the back of AT&T or T-Mobile or Verizon, for that matter. You think that they built a whole new infrastructure? They didn't. That's part of what we have to pay attention for. That's part of what we have to, you know, again, be listening to. Anyway, Candace was peddling a cell phone provider this week as an alternative to the woke companies. She said, as we continue to stand strong against these woke corporations, I'm always looking for alternatives that we can support and align with our values. One company that I'm proud to stand behind, and that we're proud to stand behind us, is Pure Talk. Why? Because Pure Talk doesn't give money to all those causes that we are against. It's veteran-owned. It has 100% American workforce. They share our values. Right? That's not the only reason. She said, we checked the coverage. It's most dependable 5G network in the United States. They're top tier. Now, think about something. They have more coverage because they ride on the back of AT&T and T-Mobile. And Verizon, for that matter. So if you're trying to figure out what I'm saying here, don't buy into a celebrity, any celebrity, right, left, that says, this is right, this is right, this is right, because they don't do their homework either. Not in stuff like this, anyway. Right? I mean, if they'd done their homework, they would have found out, look, you're still on AT&T service. And the funny part about it is that these other companies, they prepay for blocks and blocks and blocks of bandwidth. And they have to pay the balance. I mean, the overage, it's never an overage, but you know what I'm saying. They basically have one big master account, and you're all the sub-accounts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be alert. That always helps tremendously. The other thing is, like I said, today I came back on a plane. I'm not going to tell you which airline it was. Probably wouldn't be right to do. And I got on that plane, headed home. I said, sweet Jesus, I got 5.5 hours plus. I had 5 hours of a nightmare. Now, it's not necessarily the airline's fault. I'll give them that. Apparently, some of the older parents, younger parents, know and do this thing called, what they call the back of the plane, the kiddie section or something like that. There were 4 or 5 parents back there. One particular set of parents I was appalled at, but not for the reasons you might think. These kids were screaming and crying. I don't know if they don't listen to Grandma or Grandpa. I don't know if Grandma and Grandpa might have been ignorant in these areas. But they really had nothing but toys for the kids to play with. So they would, you know, thinking that they're working on the screen, they're going to sleep, they're going to do whatever. But what I really didn't like is the flight was almost 6 hours long. Like 5.5, whatever. And one mother who kept trying to take care of her child, who was screaming, 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 looked at her husband and said, I need health care. And he got up like, what do you want me to do? I'll hold him, or you can hold him. You can hold him just as, no, it's the way he said it. You can hold him just as good as I do. So there's tension going on with the parents while this kid's screaming. And I'm thinking, don't you people take parenting classes? Isn't that like what all you guys do? You take parenting classes. You have an app for this, an app for that, an app for this. You know, reaching over me and the other guy sitting across from me. No, just crazy stuff. Where are the old-timers teaching the young-timers how to deal? Yeah, just short observation. Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show on the Genesis Communication Network.